Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we go. The year in review. This is the big one. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, who really is the big one when it comes to news talk radio. He's the expert. The Bible of the talk radio business is Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers and here to go through the charts for the top news talk stories of the year, the people list as well, according to the research done by Michael and his folks. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it, Michael, so that we are resting on your expertise here. We are waiting.
Dirty job.
It is a big, dirty job, right?
But someone, as you say, has to do it, and we did it. We
were, if anybody's big enough and dirty enough to do it, it's you.
Yeah. Big, dirty Michael here.
All right.
Are you ready for number 10?
I think we should talk about the football game between the Broncos and whoever else they... Why don't we do that? Denver versus whoever, instead of talking about these things. You want to do that or not? No?
Denver played the, I think, who did they play? The Rams, you know? But why that game? Why do you care about that
game? I don't know. I just was thinking about something off the wall that was kind of silly, and that was the first thing that came to my mind, because I don't pay much attention to it either. But I was thinking, you know, just to sort of get people distracted from the realities. When I look at this list and I think, good God, with all these things that are going on, how do we even survive? Maybe it's by watching football or by watching soccer or something.
Well,
I was a
guest this week on several radio shows, and one of the people asked me, you know, about the role of sports in our society,
right?
And basically, my answer was, and it's not like I'm the world's greatest sociologist, but that sports is a vent for us to blow off steam, blow off energy. It's sort of a fake way of having violence in our lives. Tribalism, you know, Denver, and you're from Los Angeles,
right? The Patriots and Tom Brady. Yeah, let's get angry at him because he left. Okay, so
I still am angry at him for leaving. But the more time goes by, the more I realize I would have left too.
The rumor floating around this week is that Brady and Gronk are coming back to the Patriots. So
it's possible.
It's crazy. Wouldn't it be interesting?
Yeah, then we'd watch their teeth chattering one more time. You know.
Good God. All right, anyway.
None of it matters. None of it matters.
What does matter? Is it even us being here? Does that matter?
Well, let's say what matters is finding meaning.
Yes.
So what matters is trying to figure out what matters. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Hey, I actually said something. Well, that's the first
very
thing.
Good.
First thing
what matters.
Said.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So here are the
top things that don't matter.
we'll spend the whole hour talking about them, right?
It sounds like we've already had our New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
But we've had our New Year's Eve breakfast. At number 10, we have a lot of mimosas. At number 10 on the year in review, this is the biggest stories of the year in terms of how much conversation was rendered about them by the talk show hosts and their listeners. Climate change tied with space exploration at number 10. Number 9, COVID-19 and health. This is definitely the COVID era. We're going into the fourth calendar year of COVID. Actually, the fifth, because it's called 19. It's 2019. We're going into 2023. That's 4 years. 8 is social media tied with big tech, tied with censorship. Number 7, race relations tied with LGBTQ rights and abortion rights. Number 6, urban crime tied with gun control. Number 5, Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S.-China relations, and they are related. At number 4, border security and the Hunter Biden case. Hard to believe the Hunter Biden case on News Talk Radio, number four story talked about. You don't see much of it elsewhere. At number three, Trump's legal issues tied with his presidential aspirations. Number two, the economy. And number one, the midterm elections. Those are the biggest stories on News Talk Radio this past year. The people, it was difficult to do because there were a lot of people that arguably at one point or another were in the top ten,
yeah.
Particularly candidates, people, mm-hmm. you know, like Fetterman and Oz and Herschel.
Or even the
Walker.
Queen.
The Queen died. Yeah, all that. But here are the people that consistently over the year were talked about. So I wanted to do that disclaimer because this was a tough one to do. At number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 9, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 8, Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky, and Xi Jinping. Number 7, a man we hear about, in my opinion, far too much. He annoys me, but he's important. Elon Musk. Number 6, Hunter Biden. I mean, why?
Another one.
Number 5, Liz Cheney and Bernie Thompson. Benny Thompson, rather. And number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And the differential between Biden and Trump, very, very almost imperceptible.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Trump mm-hmm. is still talked about all the time.
You know, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's a bit. But where does it all go? This is something, the nuance, the flavor of the day, the week, the month in terms of conversation. If it doesn't change, then our format doesn't grow. And I think that we have some elements of change, even though you're right. The elections and Trump and Biden are right there on the top of things. But I think Elon Musk, say what you will about him, offered some refreshing new angles to talk about with regard, you know, usually the bad guy has been Mark Zuckerberg, who's number 10, but Elon Musk outweighed him. He's number 7 on the list.
Yeah.
Zuck, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that has given us the opportunity
Musk has been talked about more than Zuckerberg.
Yeah, right. But this is the
Twitter
first year of that.
More.
Anyway.
Are you insinuating that it doesn't change or that it does change?
I'm inferring, not insinuating. I'm inferring that the list, if we were to dig out last year's list of the top News Talk stories of the year, we would find most of these in some way, shape, or form on the list. What I'm saying is that I think in order for our format to continue to grow and expand, even though I was talking on the hour that is a compliment to this, is the talk radio review I do with some of the folks that I work with on the air Monday through Friday, the whole business about where we are today versus where we were a year ago. The newer things, for example, the Roe v. Wade stuff that came to the surface. That's sort of a retread of what went on a long time ago. And what we were talking about was, what do we have to bring into the conversation to make sure it's fresh and new and people will stay, or new people will come in to hear conversations. Like, there's always some way of looking at these stories with a different wrinkle. I'm thinking, frankly, about something that got a lot of attention on my program this week, the election of George Santos, that guy from New York who apparently got elected and is about as illegal as he could be. It's an interesting personal story about his false claims. He said he was Jewish and he isn't. He did this and he didn't. He raised $11 million and spent $400,000 of it on his own for vacations. That's sort of a fresh, there's a new face anyway. You don't have to keep talking about, when you bring somebody like that up, you go away from Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the people that have been there. I'm just saying there are these issues, but there are new people to kind of freshen it up a little. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, but I don't know. You sound like the DJs that used to kvetch about having to play the same record.
Same music over and over again?
Yeah, I mean, how would you like to work? You know, you talk about our format. By the way, I don't consider this to be my format because I consider all talk formats to be my format because I have talkers, and news talk is just one of them. It's one of my pet peeves that there's more to talk radio than just conservative news talk
radio.
But that being said, we're talking about conservative news talk radio right now. You talk about our format doesn't change. How would you like to work at a radio station where you're saying, all right, this is stereo, you know, this is Rock 100, and here's Fleetwood Mac with Go Your Own Way, followed by Journey and Don't Stop Believin'. And
they play the same 850 records over and over for the last
45 years.
Right, yeah. Right. That's a good point.
I mean, so this is really the most dynamic format.
Yes. Oh, it is. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. That's why I'm doing it, because I feel the dynamism. Is that a word? Dynamism?
Dynamism is a great word.
Dynamism.
Yes.
Yes.
We shouldn't be confused with dynamation. If you can tell me what dynamation was, you'll win a dozen donuts.
I'm going to talk about how you can get money from the federal government right now. So if you hold on, we can get to that after I talk about the folks.
Intensely.
At COVIDpayment.com. They've got good news for you. If you have a small business and you stayed open during COVID, you could get up to $26,000 per employee if you've got five people that you kept on the job during 2020 and 2021. Go again. This is the address, COVIDpayment.com. $26,000 per employee. Not bad, right? And maybe if you've got 50 employees, imagine what this will do for you. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the accounting experts there will do the rest of the work. They'll collect the money. They get paid a percentage. You get the rest. Pretty good deal when you don't have to pay it back, right? It's not a loan. It's part of the CARES Act, which is something Joe Biden thinks was one of his big accomplishments of this past year. So, businesses of all types, again, underscoring things like restaurants and construction companies, that sort of thing. Go to COVIDpayment.com. Help yourself to $26,000 per employee. It's fairly simple. Do it now while you're thinking about it. That's COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there. I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Number 10 on the list this year has been a focus on the weather. If you've seen the pictures of the ice-covered homes up in Buffalo and on the other side of the border in Canada, some of the pictures are fabulous. Something really, even though this we pride ourselves in talking about things and painting word pictures, that's a thing to observe and then to talk about. It's just fabulous. So something to think about here on the Countdown with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program and longtime colleague of Michael's in the sense that we've both been involved in talk radio for over 30 years. We've both been involved in radio for over 50 years. So here we are, experts in our field, if you will. All right. So one of the things, the reason I brought up the fact that we were both involved in this for 50 years, because both of us used to be disc jockeys. Michael actually was longer in that field than was I. I got into the talk business in the 70s, and Michael was one of the most successful one of the most successful disc jockeys in the country. He would highlight groups, and you know, he actually was responsible for what we call the AOL format, right?
No, AOR. I had nothing to do with AOL. I wouldn't be here on this cockamamie show if I had.
No, you wouldn't. That's true. No. That was funny. The AOL format.
Yeah, I started the AOL format. Yeah, now I'm going to buy Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Buy Twitter. Elon didn't take my call. I'll teach him, that son of a gun.
Damn him. All right, so anyway, one of the things that Michael has done in the course of his career was highlight and promote a lot of the great rock groups of the era in which he was on AOR radio. Right. And one of the groups was Gun Hill Road. He became very familiar with them, as he did with other groups. And then, as life would have it, Michael has become a member. The group is still around. They're still recording. They still make hits. And so he became, we had one song we played, I think, last year and into this year that you did with them. And then during the course, I think it was the summer, wasn't it, when you came out with this, we're going to play a snippet from the song that you recorded and has been airing since summertime. You want to tell us a little about it?
The song is called Idiots, and basically it deals with the fact that idiocy is one of the most dangerous problems facing our democracy, that idiocy, you know, widespread chronic institutionalized dumbness is a problem. Not that everybody's dumb, but too many people are, and they vote and they speak and they write and they call and they talk and they cause all kinds of problems. So we made the song Idiots, and we have a video of it that is half of the product. It's I'll give everybody, after you play the snip of it, the clip of it, or whatever we call a short part of the song, I'll tell you where you can go to see the whole thing. But it really resonated on the talk radio show.
I think you're right about that. All right, here's Michael Harrison with a little piece of Idiots.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Idiots talk among us. Never ceases to amaze me. Idiots talk among us. Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy. They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears. Always blaming others for their own damn lack of vision. They buy the crap that sold them from the merchants of division.
All right, so there's a little bit of a piece of this song that came out this week. When we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown show, we'll have Michael tell you how you can get to listen to that, because it's pretty easy to do, and a lot of folks have. It's become very popular, again, on the News Talk circuit. So Michael talking about Idiots, singing about Idiots as well. We do both of that. Maybe we should sing more on this program. We'll discuss and debate that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Year-End Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Buffalo Bills say defensive back DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game against the Bengals in Cincinnati. The team tweeted a statement saying DeMar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest following a hit in our game versus the Bengals. It went on to say his heartbeat was restored on the field and he was transferred to UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. He is currently sedated and listed in critical condition. Hammonds was administered CPR in the field, ESPN reported, and he was surrounded by teammates, some of them in tears after he was hurt while tackling Bengals receiver T. Higgins. Higgins led with his right shoulder, which hit Hamlin in the chest. Hamlin then wrapped his arms around Higgins' shoulders and helmet to drag him down. Hamlin got to his feet, appeared to adjust his face mask with his right hand, and then fell backward about 3 seconds later. He was taken by ambulance to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Teammate Stephon Diggs later joined Hamlin at the hospital. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official organ, if you will, of the talk radio industry. Is that sound right, or is that too cumbersome?
This is an organ. It is an organ, and exactly. We're the organ grinders.
Yes, we are. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. Number two on the countdown.
At your service and on your side.
Did you like that? Yeah. Old time radio thing. Yeah. Right. We've been talking about Michael's tune called Idiots that went out this year. And some people at first thought, wow, that's kind of a nasty title for a song. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the lyric line, it's so appropriate. It is about what's going on. And there aren't a lot of people who have the stiffness of candor to take on this and to make it in public domain. Tens of thousands of people have listened to this thing, and it's entertaining, but it's more than that. It's kind of right on, frankly. Nice that the two things
Well, I think so. Yeah, it's not public domain. I own the publishing rights to it, but that's another story. Idiotsvideo.com is how people can see this music video. And, you know, I don't promote many things. I'm sort of the color caller. You're the guy that does the promotions and things. But the fact of the matter is that... I want you to listen to watch this, folks. I really do. It means a lot to me. This is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I really, please
right,
go and www.idiotsvideo.com. And idiots is spelled I-D-I-O-T-S, in case you can't spell idiots. It's idiots video.
You're an idiot if you can't spell idiots. It's not an acronym for anything.
Right. And it's not partisan. It's against all sides.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Idiotsvideo.com. Write it down. I know you're driving. Pull over.
Uh-huh.
How's that? Is that a good pitch?
That's a very good pitch. I think that was great. Oh,
please do this for me.
Yeah, please, please, please.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to the list.
Idiotsvideo.com.
Yep, thank you. The list that you can find at Talkers Magazine and also GoodDayShow.com. As we contemplate the economy going into the new year, I presented something on the air on the Good Day program this week, looking ahead to 2023 and what the prognosis has been. I do like you do. You listen to a lot of the news talk radio stations. I go to 14 or 15 different sources every day to come up with things that I think will intrigue the listeners to the Good Day program. And I found this on Business Insider, looking ahead to the year. We've certainly looked back at the year and how it has frustrated people because of inflation and interest rates and what it costs to buy a house, what it costs to buy a car, all that sort of thing. Trump will crow that the economy was best when he was president. And you can kind of make an argument for that, actually, that holds water in terms of how the economy improved during his tenure. I noticed, Michael, that the Fed says they have more work to do in this article in Business Insider to look at 2023 and the shifts that are taking place at the Federal Reserve, increasing the rate increase has been highest this past year. You go back decades and you don't see this kind of increase, even when things were bad in 2010. But the economy does look like it is improving, depending on your definition of that word. And looking into the second half of 2023, most of the economists that are quoted in this article suggest that this year is going to be pretty good once we get through the humps of the first 4, 5, 6 months. So... that's good news, I guess, yeah. Don't you think? Do we present enough good news?
It's good news. It's a prediction. It's not news yet. It's news that these people have views.
Yeah.
Most people don't know where the economy is going to go. Talking about the economy is always, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And blaming or crediting presidents is much overstated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a president.
So why do we get so wrapped up on the personalities of, you know, I saw the
idiots.
The same newspaper has a story about the founder of the Home Depot, a guy named Bernie Marcus. We know most Americans know what Home Depot is and how is the success of this has been something amazing. So the guy who founded it is 93-year-old Bernie Marcus, who last year donated $64 million to reelect Trump and other Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
$64 million. What is wrong with that picture? Think about it. I mean, even if it was somebody giving that much money to Biden, I think that is one of the side stories when you talk about elections and stuff and how people get elected and how much money comes in. You don't think that Trump
All right, let me ask you a question. Which would you prefer? A guy like Biden and your typical politician who relies on PAC money and special interest money and donations from all over the place? Or a guy like Musk who just writes out a check for billions of dollars and now has power? At least these people have to answer to somebody. when they don't have to answer to anybody, you know, I don't answer to anybody. Well, that scares me more than having to answer to special interests. It's a flawed system. How do you do it? I mean, a case could be made that this is Marcus's free speech, that he has the right to donate.
Well, that's
money.
What Citizens United, that was their argument when they got the thing approved, or the Supreme Court went along with the contention that was put forth by Citizens United that corporations are people. And they should be able to give as much as they want to give. And that's, this guy writes checks for $64 million this past year for Republicans, and for the biggest check went to Trump's reelection campaign.
Mm. Don't make it look, though, that Biden doesn't get the same thing.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not using that as an example. It's disgusting. All of it. As a matter of fact,
some people give millions of dollars to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's called hedging their bet.
Yeah, exactly.
And what it does is it buys you access.
Trump was one of the best practitioners of that before he got elected president. You look at his record of who he supported in New York local politics, state politics, national politics. He gave as much money to Democrats as he did to Republicans. And in fact, he was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat.
Yeah. So
and his positions on many issues were pure Democrat prior to him figuring out that he had more chance of winning the Republican nomination based upon the way things, the lay of the land.
Right. He was an opportunist. That's it. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. He was an opportunist. So anyway, and aren't most of the rest of these people, when you look at, isn't Ron DeSantis an opportunist?
Yeah. Well, Trump would Pelosi? Say he's proud of being an opportunist.
Yeah.
He'd say I'm smart, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, opportunity gives you the chance for advancement. I mean, you're in a manner of speaking. I am. I'm an opportunist. I've taken advantage of a hole that there was in the radio as far as what kind of radio programs are around, and so I do something different. You took advantage of the need that people had for information about this format and created a whole empire around it.
And for that, I apologize.
No, you don't. You shouldn't. Only
I find that when we get down to the base of all of our issues, it has to do with the human condition and human nature, and there all bets are off, because we have a terrible time trying to figure out how we humans operate, you know, how we tick. And that's what this is really all about, human nature.
I want to review what's at talkers.com with Michael in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about how, as we get into this season, if you've noticed on the radio and the television this past week, most of the advertising, or much of it, has been aimed at the same old stuff that we get at the end of the year and the beginning of the year. Let's lose weight. Let's have our New Year's resolutions. Number one, stop smoking. Number two, lose weight. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the same story I've told you for the past 7 years, and that is getting healthy is important. You're right. Losing the weight that you put on over the past couple of months, yep, a very important thing for you to do. And the way to do it the right way is to go to toploss.com and seek out the opportunity for you to lose weight and keep it off with the help of Calotren, Calotren. It is the world's only weight loss formula that has absolutely no stimulants in it, has absolutely no drugs in it whatsoever, made up of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. That's the secret to rebuilding your body as you lose the weight, because you got to do both, lose the weight and keep your body in shape. So do yourself a favor. Go online to toploss.com. Make your New Year's resolution. Yep, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, see how it can be done using Calotren at toploss.com. You'll see all kinds of examples and help. You'll be able to talk to a counselor. Use the Doug code when you buy. Get free shipping and the best deals possible, like 90 days of the product free. That's just it. Explore the possibilities for you to stay healthy and lose the weight at toploss.com for Calotren.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, it's not. It's almost over. It's 47 past the hour.
Is it over yet? Are we there?
Almost over. Yeah, we're almost there. I notice when I go to talkers.com to look and find out what's going on, who you've interviewed, Michael Harrison interviews. The most recent one, I think, is George Norrie, which we talked about last week.
Yeah, we're on vacation this week, so there's nothing.
Yes, the headline is Yappy Holidays to You. Yappy Holidays. So, yappers, take a rest. Right, most of the talk hosts are off this week anyway, right? There's either repeats or people that fill in for... I think I'm the only one who does who's around all the time, who does a program, you know, all seasons, a program for all seasons. Well, and so, you know, you look at these...
A case could be made that that's the service, you know. As a matter of fact, George Norrie, who I interviewed, said that he always does his shows live on the holidays because he believes that many people are lonely during the holidays.
He and I had that conversation once because we both do that. And that is why we're here, because we're a service. Exactly. Yeah. And, I think when I was a
DJ, I used to volunteer to come in on Christmas Eve and do the Christmas Eve show, even if I was the morning man on the station, because I loved playing the Christmas records on Christmas Eve, and the vibe in the air was so magical.
Fabulous. Yeah. Isn't it really fabulous? The vibe in the air, even though, and we've looked at all these things for the News Talk Radio world, and some of them are downers, but generally speaking, this time of year, most of us are in a good place. Don't you think?
I think so. I think some of us are halfway in a good place and halfway stressed out. I think the commercialization of Christmas is the downfall of it for many people.
Yeah.
Beyond that, though, I think it's a pretty wonderful thing. The message of Christmas, the mood, the music, the food, and some of the old movies. Yeah, there's a lot good going on.
Yeah, there is. I think... And it's fun to be on the air all the time, for me anyway. And I think that one of the things I have to be thankful for is the relationship you and I have as we go into the new year.
Same.
We'll do another year of this. And who knows, next year at this time, we may actually have some different things on the chart.
The thought scares me.
What, that we're going to do this a year from now?
No, that there'll be different things on the chart. Who knows what it's going to be? People always say, what's going to happen next year? And my answer always is the unknown is going to be the biggest
thing
of the year.
Michael Harrison, check out the list. The top news talk stories of the year are at talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-D-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sounds like the beginning theme for a big Bible movie, but it's not. Hi, Chuck Curry is here at 53 after the hour on Good Day as we go out the end of December, the end of 2022, talking about a movie that was made, what, 30 years ago? Chucker is so fixated on the Poseidon Adventure and Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. That's where this comes from, right?
Yes, that is the theme, the Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, which came out in 1979, which is really right about there, putting the final nail in the coffin of the career of Irwin Allen, the producer, who went from a megaton, went from 0 to 100 stock, and then 100 to almost zero the other way, with a lot of failures at the tail end of his disaster run. But I was saying to myself before I came on the air, what are people going to be watching on New Year's Eve in terms of movies? Well, the Poseidon Adventure would be the obvious one, but I like to go beyond. I like to go beyond the Poseidon Adventure, and I'll tell you a funny story. Like in my ice cream parlor, I have a big screen TV right in the back, and I play Beyond the Poseidon Adventure at least once a week. So when people come in, they go, "Oh my goodness, this guy's going beyond again." And I will guarantee you, we are the only radio show in history that has played Beyond the Poseidon Adventure theme today.
I'm sure of that.
One day before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I
take pride in that. But I'll tell you one interesting footnote. The stars of this movie, Michael Caine, Sally Field, Carl Malden, Telly Savalas, Jack Warden, Peter Boyle, Shirley Jones, Shirley Knight, and Mark Harmon, who was in it, was 22 years of age. But originally, when they were casting this film, instead of Michael Caine, who did the Swarm with Irwin Allen, they actually reached out. They reached out to a few different big actors like Burt Reynolds. And initially, years before, when they wanted to do a sequel to Beyond the Beside Adventure, they were thinking about John Wayne, but all of these stars passed and went up casting Michael Caine. It's not a great movie, but it has a nostalgic value.
Yeah, it's okay.
I enjoy watching it like a Saturday morning time killer.
Yeah, right, I understand. Here's the story from Marvel. As the year ends, they've teased Stan Lee. They're going to do a documentary in 2023. Disney Plus is going to do what would have been his 100th birthday celebration without
him. Yes,
that. So one wonders if, in fact, I was with Uri Geller last week, and a couple of the Marvel, if you look at the history of some of the Marvel comic books, have featured stories about Uri Geller. And so I was thinking, I hadn't thought about him for a while. Uri has a big picture of him on one of his walls when he was much younger. You go back and you think about it. He started all this stuff in 1939.
Well, I got to tell you, when you go to a Marvel movie and then they always do the Stan Lee cameo, when his cameo pops up, the fans in the audience always roar with applause.
Yeah, of course.
That's really cool, actually. Oh, by the way, box office. Yesterday, Avatar Way of Water on Wednesday. The Wednesday had the biggest Wednesday of the year. $20 million is now at $1.1 billion
worldwide.
So people
are going to see it.
By me saying this, it fuels more people to see it, because when people know something's successful and more people are watching, they go, it must be good, or I want to go see it because everybody else is seeing it. It's just fuels it. So, I mean, that's good for theaters that it does well.
Any interest in seeing it.
This week in TV history, 1963, Let's Make a Deal premieres on NBC. Was that Monty Hall, Doug?
Monty Hall. Yep, Monty Hall started in Let's Make a Deal. Now I think they revived it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, they did.
With Wayne Brady.
Yeah, and it's still going strong. Still a
good
fixture
show,
on daytime television. And this day in TV, 1980, The Wonderful World at Disney premiered on NBC, another staple of my childhood on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
There you go. So I'm looking at a story of Anna Kendrick, who was in a new movie called Alice, Darling.
Yeah.
And as she's going out to promote the movie, I'm looking at pictures of her. She looks absolutely awful. She has a wonderful face, her body. She's emaciated, skinny to the bone.
She's always been thin, though.
Well, but she's not. This is really thin. Anyway, one of the things that was a focus of one of her interviews was her relationships. The destructive relationship she had with somebody who was psychologically abusive in her life. And apparently the movie, that one of the movies is that she's been in has sort of reflected on that personal side of her life. So interesting to see how that film.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Happy New Year to you, Chucker. Thanks for being here. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.